when we're old and gray now, and the kids have gone away, we're alone together. I may turn to you and say,
there's something I forgot to tell you.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A nationwide address tonight from President Biden after his short visit to Israel amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The president brokering the safe passage of a limited amount of life-saving humanitarian aid into Gaza from Egypt. But there are still questions over a deadly attack on a hospital in Gaza, widely believed to be the result of an errant Palestinian militant missile.
Across the region, fury towards the Israeli government and its ally, the United States, now at a boiling point. The deadly explosion at the hospital in Gaza further inflaming the demonstrations. Israel insisting it was not responsible. The U.S. saying intelligence backs that up. But for protesters here, that's evidence the Israeli-U.S. alliance is toxic.
ABC's Mola Lengi. More than 4,800 people have been killed in the conflict so far. This is ABC News. A new memorial now in the works for the dozens of victims in the shooting at a Florida nightclub.
49 people were massacred at Pulse Nightclub 7 years ago, and the city of Orlando wants to make sure those victims are remembered. The mayor announcing plans to buy the property in order to build a memorial for the victims at the location. A proposal to purchase the property for $2 million from the owners will be presented before city council next week. The mayor saying the 49 angels deserve a permanent memorial on the Pulse site. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
The biggest name in electric vehicles, Tesla, now joining other car makers in slowing down EV production. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says his company is holding off on a planned factory in Mexico. Ford and GM have already announced production slowdowns. And people are calling in sick more often. The Wall Street Journal says 30% of white-collar workers are calling out this year, up significantly compared to pre-pandemic levels. I'm Liz Landers, ABC News.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux is now calling a vote to oust current Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf symbolic.
WisPolitics reports that Republican leadership included that wording in their response to Attorney General Josh Call's attempt to keep Wolf in office. The Senate voted last month to remove Wolf from her role, despite the fact that her nomination wasn't before the Senate. Call, along with Democrat members of the Elections Commission, cites a recent state Supreme Court ruling that allows people appointed to positions to stay on after their original term has expired. Lemieux says his strategy to remove Wolf will now focus on the Elections Commission failing to appoint someone after Wolf's term in office was over. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A third vote is expected today after House Republicans on Wednesday again rejected Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan says a Jordan speakership would be problematic.
Jim Jordan's voted against disaster relief. He's voted against veterans. He's voted against continuing resolutions to keep government funded. and on and on and on. He's part of the chaos wing of the extreme MAGA movement in Congress.
Pocan said reaching some sort of compromise with Democrats is the best path for Republicans. Warrant has been issued for an 18-year-old Milwaukee man accused of fatally shooting his father. Duane Eskridge is charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the October 9th shooting on Milwaukee's north side. Milwaukee police say they found the homicide victim in multiple spent bullet casings when they arrived at the scene of the gunfire. Prosecutors say the victim had 31 gunshot wounds. A criminal complaint said video surveillance footage showed Eskridge pulling out a gun, firing several shots at the victim, and running from the scene. Eskridge remains on the loose. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
The victim in the stabbing attack at a Walmart supercenter in the Madison area this week was an employee.
Sun Prairie police say the suspect and victim did not know each other. On Monday night, the suspect reportedly stabbed the 36-year-old male employee as soon as he walked into the store. He remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The 22-year-old suspect, who is from Sun Prairie, remains jailed on an attempted murder charge along with other charges for a high-speed chase that followed the stabbing. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Governor Tony Evers has named four new appointees to the State Natural Resources Board.
The governor moved quickly on Wednesday after Republicans in the state Senate rejected four of his appointees to the panel which sets policy for the State Department of Natural Resources. The rejections could throw the board into disarray at a time when it must consider a wolf management plan and address PFAS chemicals in the water supply. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here is the Price County Senior Dining Menu for Friday, tomorrow, the 20th of October. They'll be serving a baked fish tomorrow, baked potato, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. Please get those orders in by 1:30 the day before here. Price County Senior Dining, any questions and to order, call 715-339-2158.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on, as well as a chance for some scattered showers for today. Mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, still a chance for some showers this evening. Lows drop back to 40. For Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some late day showers up to 53. For Saturday, any lingering showers wrapping up by midday, cooler and breezy, a high of 47, north winds at 10 to 15. Sunday, at least some partial sunshine, highs right around 50. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
Klein Tools are new at Lowe's, pros. Lowe's knows you want top brands and quality products, and Klein Tools delivers. Right now, get the Klein 3-piece ModBox mobile workstation for $319.94 and the Klein 5-piece cushion grip screwdriver set for just $34.97, both exclusively at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools, the highest quality tool brand at Lowe's. Because Lowe's knows tools, Lowe's knows pros.
My daughter is normally a little goofball.
But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. So you bought a couple trail cams, you figure you can put them out, and there will be deer everywhere. They don't work that way. There are a few things you can do to make them work their best. I'll tell you what that is, but first...
Haul away big savings this weekend at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of Superior Hardwood Fuel Pellets, two for $11. Morton Clean and Protect Water Softener Pellets are only $5.89 a bag. Save on 40 pounds of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, just $18.99. And get a free $15 Fleet Farm gift card with select Science Diet pet food. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Trail cameras don't work unless you do. And what I mean by that is you have to tend to those cameras. You want to find the right places to put them, of course, like an area that tapers down into an opening. It's called a pinch point. It's where crops have been taken out and the timberline narrows down. The deer will follow that right out into an opening. You can find out if you've got some trophy deer as they move through that pinch point or not. You also want to look for areas where the deer are bedding down. These will be trails that go into a big swampy area set up there. There's not always trees that you can attach your camera to in those swampy areas. So it's a good idea to take a steel post and drive that into the ground and attach your camera to it. And you'll also want to be checking out those trails that are actually in the woods and in the cover, which could consist of standing corn or cattail and grass swamps. But the key is you have to tend to those cameras. You have to move those cameras around. You can't just put them in one spot and expect them to find those deer that you're going to be targeting on opening day. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. just don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now we'll
hits and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Lynn Scher, 98 Q Country, 29 past 8, clouds, a little rain. We're going to have a lot of cloud cover here the next two or three days. Hard to get motivated when we don't see that sun. It feels like Seattle, like there should be a Starbucks on every corner. And Austin is celebrating the fact that the sun won't be out for 3 days with excessive yawning and tiredness. How we doing, Austin?
Well, very tired, like you said.
And he looks like he sounds. He looks tired. All right. So we're going to wake Austin up with some birthdays here in just a little bit. We're not going to give away the cake, though. We have to be a little more attentive with the accounting firm. So we'll wait till Monday to do the cake, okay? All right.
Sounds good.
And we'll have you sign and stamp it like you normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you got any birthdays today, tomorrow, or the weekend, give us a call quick. We'll wish him a happy day right now. Otherwise, you'll have to wait all the way till Monday, 715-762-3221. So we'll get to our birthdays, anniversaries in just a moment here. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Birthdays, anniversaries, our local birthdays and anniversaries. Mr. Austin, who will be translating a various amount of writing hand styles with today's birthdays and anniversaries. All right. Who you got there?
I have.
He has.
Art Fox.
Yes.
Happy birthday to them.
Art is celebrating. How many years is he celebrating?
100.
100. Is that, was that this Sunday or is that today?
That might be today. Yeah, the 19th.
The 19th. All right. So Art Fox, 100 today. Look at, hang on. We got to give Art a little bit of it. Yeah! There we go. All right. Thanks for paying attention, studio audience. We appreciate that. All right. What other ones we got there?
We have Becky. I can't read that last name for the life of me.
Becky Carden. Yes. Becky, I just remember by memory. Becky Carden is celebrating today also from Park Falls here. So, Becky, happy birthday to you. All right. Who else you got?
And then we have Lauren Tremel from Tanner, Caden, and Mom and Dad.
All right. Lauren, happy birthday to you. And that's the today one, too. I got one more there, too. Oh, you don't want to read that one because it's my handwriting. Cole Makovsky is celebrating on Sunday. Grandma and Grandpa. I want to wish Cole a happy birthday. So all of you will be in for the cake drawing. That'll happen Monday. We will not do birthdays tomorrow, but if you miss somebody, we'll do them on Monday morning. That's fine. It's going to be hard to top yesterday's celebrity birthdays, Austin. That was a pretty good one. We had Marianne. I tried to kill Mike Ditka, but he's still alive. It was Dick Butkus, actually. So we had a lot of different. Jean-Claude Van Damme, I think it was. So let's see what we got today. Cindy Thompson, country music artist, is 47 today. Chris Kattan, the Saturday Night Live guy. Corky Romano. I think he played that little monkey boy character, too, didn't he? I think that was him, Chris Kattan. 53 for Chris Kattan today. Trey Parker, South Park co-creator. One of the more disturbing slash funny slash socially disturbing cartoons, South Park.
Yeah, that's certainly a show.
It is a show.
I really don't know how to describe that one.
The sad part is there are very certain small segments of South Park that are entertaining and make a nice social statement. And the rest of it is just like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Just why? 54 for the guy who co-created South Park. Rodney Carrington, the country comedian, is 55 today. John I'm confused because his name is spelt like Brett Favre, but I'm not sure. John Favreau? It's not Brett Favre. 57. He is from the offbeat movie Swingers. The actor, director, writer, producer has become a reliable blockbuster overseer. When he oversees something like Iron Man franchise, it does very well. So he's 57 today. Good for him. Ty Pennington, he's the guy who does the home improvement shows on TV, the makeovers, home editions. He's 58 today. Evander Holyfield, the first professional boxer to become heavyweight champion of the world four separate times. Evander Holyfield is 61 today. Charlie Chase, one half of the Crook and Chase Country Countdown, which we aired for several years here on 98Q, 71. For Charlie, Jeannie C. Riley is 78 today. She hit number one on the charts in 1968 with a song called Harper Valley PTA. And Jeannie C. Riley is 78 today. We've got Divine. Her name is just Divine. The cross dressings. Not sure this is the way you want to be described. I'll just read it. Divine is her name, D-I-V-I-N-E. The large cross-dressing star of such John Waters films as Pink Flamingos, Female Trouble, Polyester, and Hairspray. And she passed away of a heart attack back in 1988. She was born on this day, 1945. Divine is her name. John Lithgow, a long career on TV. Dexter, Third Rock from the Sun. Very fun. Very funny.
Rock from the Sun was a good show.
Very funny show. Very funny show. Also, Trial and Error and many, many others for John Lithgow, 78 today. Peter Max is 86 today, the pop artist. And Robert Reed, the dad from the Brady Bunch. What else did he do? He did other things like The Defenders. But his best known, of course, is a father in the Brady Bunch. And he was one of the first people late in his life, he came out of the closet as being gay. And it was not acceptable at all at that time. He was back in the 80s. So 1992, he passed away, the dad from the Brady Bunch. So happy birthday anniversary. If it's a special day for you today, we'll put you in the cake drawing. If you call us in your birthday, we'll do that on Monday. We have Ileana Winter with us from the Phillips School to chat about all things loggers. Ileana, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing down there in Phillips?
Pretty good. Excited for our big game tonight.
Yeah, big volleyball game. That long trip across Highway 70. You guys ready to take down the Pirates over there?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Good luck to you. All right, let's get updated on everything going on with the Phillips School there, Ileana.
All righty. I'll start with our high school sports update. I got a pretty big update today. So on Tuesday night, our volleyball team had our first round of regionals against the number 12 seed Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser Bulldogs, and we beat the Bulldogs in three sets. Pretty straightforward game. We're taking care of business, as Coach always says.
Take care of business. That's right.
Yep. Tonight, our volleyball team will travel over to Grantsburg. Pretty long bus ride, and we play the Pirates at 7 p.m. for round two. If we win this game tonight, which we will, we will head to St. Croix Falls Saturday to play the Saints.
Right.
So I do have a joke from Mr. Hoagland, volleyball coach.
This is from him? Okay.
From him, yep. Okay. So back when he was still principal, he actually got me this whole radio gig for people that don't know. So, you know, he listens every week that I go on. Okay, so here's the game day humor.
All right.
So what's the Grantsburg Pirates' favorite doll?
What's the Grantsburg Pirates' favorite doll? I don't know. What is it?
A Barbie.
Barbie. There you go. Pirates. There you go. I thought it was something pirate related, but I wasn't sure where you're going with that. So, nice. All right.
All righty. For football, last cold and windy Friday night, the boys played in Washburn, and they beat the Castle Guards 62-18, and this got them their second conference title, which we now have a back-to-back title. Tomorrow night, the boys will have their senior night and play Green Bay New Lutheran. And this is potentially their last game, unless they can squeeze in another game somewhere else in these next few weeks.
Okay.
And for cross country, they competed in the Marawood Conference meet last Thursday. For the first time since 1998, the boys and girls won a conference title in the same year. Right. By winning the boys' race, sophomore Gavin Esterholm is the boys' Marawood Conference Runner of the Year. And loggers who earned honorable mention, all-conference, Caitlin Peshko and Ruby McCormick. Second team, Addie Gabay, Julian Elgin, and Arlo Behrens. And first team, Leah Harper, Meredith Murlock, Sarah Knack, Gavin Esterholm, James Vollendorf, and Maverick Hoagland.
And just so our listeners know, Ileana, the cross country is all one. It's not a Marawood North South. There's 10 teams. So that's quite an quite an accomplishment.
Right, right. The cross country competes again in the WIA sectional meet on Saturday in Solon Springs. Both the boys and girls hope to extend their season by making it to state. Good luck to them. But just to mention, all our fall sports now, we have four conference titles altogether: football, volleyball, and boys and girls cross country, which is just amazing if you think about it. Because, I mean, how many schools do you know that get four titles in one season?
Well, quite an accomplishment. Very nice.
Right,
very
right. Nice. Three quick school updates. The Phillips High School Blood Drive is Friday, November 17th from 8 a.m. to 2 in the Phillips High School School Gym. To schedule your donation, please call the Community Blood Center. It's 800-280-4102. And once again, 1-800-280-4102. Right. I'll probably end up giving blood. I gave blood last year. And, I mean, you feel like, you know, it's life-saving if you think about it.
Right, right. Yes, it is.
End of the quarter is November 1st, and there is no school November 2nd for students. So we'll be, I'll be a fourth of the way done with my senior year.
All right. You're not going to get all emotional on us, are you, Ileana?
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No.
All right. All right. No, that's okay. You can if you want.
Yeah, okay. And then last night there was a booster club meeting here at the high school. And I just wanted to give a shout out to the booster club to say thank you to all of our members for everything they do for our school and our activities. And for the sports and stuff, we greatly appreciate it. They do so much. It's so nice of them.
Yes, yes. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for the update. We look forward to talking to you next week.
And sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck. Go get that regional championship, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Ileana. Ileana Winter, she's our reporter from the Phillips School, reporting all things loggers. All right. Austin, you working on it? You waking up? There's coffee out there. You know, you good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
It's one of those mornings, huh?
It is.
Yeah, you'll get moving here. We've got the Title Town report ahead for you yet this morning, and we've got we'll be hanging around. I'll be hanging around a little bit, but I got to get out of here very soon. So we'll talk to most of you again with birthdays and cake drawings on Monday and all kinds of stuff. We're really going to dig into the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser next week. All the items that we have available that'll be up for bid, gift certificates, and items are already listed on our 98qcountry.com webpage under Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So take a look at that and plan on joining in the fun and the bidding on Friday the 27th.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride?
No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools. One bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on, as well as a chance for some scattered showers for today. Mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, still a chance for some showers this evening. Lows drop back to 40. For Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some late-day showers up to 53. For Saturday, any lingering showers wrapping up by midday, cooler and breezy, a high of 47, north winds at 10 to 15. Sunday, at least some partial sunshine, highs right around 50. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 48.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
Hey, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold.
she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on replay. Laying on memories and talking about what we used to be. She'll probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my
Yesterday's Classics, 98 Q Country.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, and cutting. Should be here.